All right, welcome back to First Thought of the Day. I'm sitting here with Aaron Ingbrecht.
So good to be back.
Yeah, it is. And I can't remember this one's name. What, I mean, we were talking about firing you, but
Surf cat.
Malicious. We're here with Mallory Maldog Eaton as well, and we're bringing the heat today, guys. I just want you to know that
it's feeling spicy.
Yep.
We just had our first call in just a second ago.
We did.
It was a bit wild. I'm not sure how I felt about it, but
he was so excited. He called before we even went on air.
That's true.
He was so ready.
That's true.
So yeah. So. We haven't had one of these in 2 weeks. It's really, we were just like sitting here talking, like we had not seen each other in a very long time.
It's weird.
Yeah.
For me, it's so good to get back into the swing of things. Mm-hmm. I just enjoy routine. I love being at school and exciting stuff in my class. Mm-hmm. So,
what do you like better? Because as a teacher, my philosophy that I'm sort of thinking about nowadays, you need a healthy mix of routine and novelty.
Right.
Mm, yeah.
To avoid being in the rut.
Yes.
But if you only had to pick one, routine or novelty, what are you picking?
You already know my answer.
You're a novelty girl.
You think so?
Oh, you're
in the classroom? I'm picking.
Oh, you're routine. Yes.
Yes. I'm picking routine in the classroom. And like just life, I'm going just wing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the classroom, I am structure.
7:45 to 3:45. It is. Yeah.
I'm kind of feeling the novelty route. Trying new things, let's see if it works, and if it doesn't, let's tweak it or toss it.
Yeah. Tweak it or toss it.
Yeah.
Life mantra.
That should be the actual nickname or the name of this podcast.
Tweak it or toss it.
Tweak it or toss
it. A lot of things are getting tossed then.
I'm here with tweak it and with toss it.
Mm.
All right.
So
in this segment of tweak it or toss it, your cell phone, tweak it or toss it.
Oh, toss it. Golly.
If it were not for audiobooks, Spotify, and listening to First Thought of the Day.
And tracking my steps.
So okay. You're tweaking it.
You're tweaking it.
Oh, okay, then sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, when the kids see my weekly average, they all make fun of me. Because it's just not much.
That's actually, it has to be jealousy. So in health class, we do where I teach the kids how to look at all their stuff and track it. And it's astounding. The amount of time they spend on there and the notifications, like it's a whole thing. And I always challenge them, like, who has less notifications or time than me? And I found maybe two kids in my entire career here that have ever had less than me.
Yeah,
it's one thing that when I'm on it, I like myself less.
Mm.
I don't like being on it. I'm not as present. I'm not as authentic. I don't like playing games on it because I'm missing out on life.
Right.
I do like listening to music. I do like listening to podcasts and to going, you know, hearing audiobooks. Those, if it weren't for the audio input, I could throw this off a bridge tomorrow.
Right.
I really do. I really think I could. So, I'm not a social media guy.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't see it bringing any value. I mean, I don't even get on it that much. When I was like younger, I was a little more into it, but like I could totally do without it.
Right.
Yeah.
So podcast starts now.
Yeah.
Warm up. So yeah, cool. But yeah, we haven't talked in a couple weeks. We took last week off. I was here ready to record. Nobody else showed up. No. I probably didn't let any of you.
Actually,
know
we got
here.
Together elsewhere waiting on you, and you never came.
True.
So
we
didn't.
I stood you both up.
Yeah.
And I feel great about that.
That's okay.
I was busy playing games on my phone. So what have we been up to last half month or so?
Spring break.
Yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
So the Ingbrecht clan went up to Great Wolf Lodge.
How was it?
It was a success.
Okay.
Yeah. The younger three like water a lot more than the older one. But he had a great time.
That was
too.
Such a weird way to say that.
That was a weird
The younger three compared to the older...
Well,
he had to think about how many kids do I have again?
14 minus square root.
It's just, the oldest, he doesn't love water, but he still had a good time.
He's 70% water.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Well, we all are, so.
isn't the Earth's surface like 70% too?
I think, that just sounds like a great number, 70%.
Yeah, well, it's like the perfect amount. It's like the eclipse.
That's right.
Which also happened recently.
Yeah.
Huh. I forgot all about that.
Weird how that all.
Huh, that's wild. But yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Good time there. I was going to mention the eclipse on Monday. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a fun time. My sister drove down to Bloomington, where my brother lives. she took her family and had she was like going crazy. How
in totality,
was
awesome.
Yeah, that was totality down there.
That's what I heard.
So she said it was well worth the trip, and they had a whole experience down there.
That's so neat.
My parents lived in the line of totality. My mother-in-law lives in the line of totality as well. But both my mother-in-law and my mom both have pretty enormous eye problems.
Yeah.
So not so much their thing.
Well, yeah. it
Or it's a good way to go out.
It doesn't matter. Just
go out. One last.
Do you guys know how powerful these things are that we wore today? 10,000 pairs of sunglasses.
Did you put them on inside and try to walk around?
I thought you were supposed to cut a hole through it so you could see the eclipse.
You're just supposed to look over the top of it.
The things that you make with the cardboard,
Do you know how many freshmen I had putting them on and running into each other? Yeah. It was entertaining.
Yeah. I put them on out there when I was in just the field, just walking. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I thought I was going to fall down.
Couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. It was just so weird, but yeah.
And it's crazy they're good for 3 years. Like, it's just so wild to me how the whole, like how they...
It can decompose.
Yeah, yeah. But 3 years is a long time.
That's true.
Yeah, with all that power from the big fireball.
Fireball.
Yeah. It's impressive.
So yeah, that was Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah, I did keep one of those pairs of glasses as a souvenir.
Mm.
Put it in my drawer next to my mask.
Mask. Just as you need to make a time capsule. Relics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're covering your eyes, your nose and mouth.
Yeah, chin. I put both on and got some laughs.
Maybe you need like.
Do you have your do-rag in there too, like to cover your hair?
Need that.
Yeah,
back from 2002. Yeah,
prison Mike.
That's right.
Perfect.
What was the worst part of prison?
My retainers are in there.
Yeah,
no.
My retainers. Oh my gosh.
Shoulder pads. Yeah.
No, the rest of the break was pretty. I don't know. Normal, quiet. I mean, it got kind of cold around here.
Yeah, so. The rain was a bit of a bummer.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It was a good time off.
How about you, Mal Dog?
So we had a little stay.
Of Mal Dog's Media Minute.
That's I saw a picture of you
at
the aquarium.
We did, yeah. So we had a little staycation. We did go up to Chi-Town. The girls have never been to the Shedd Aquarium, so that was a neat experience. I'm telling you what, those beluga whales are the cutest, most entertaining things. I just want to squeeze them. But the girls had a really good time. Everything's definitely overpriced, as you could expect.
Sure.
Also, another fun thing is I got my sound healing certification.
So
I can play all the fun things.
We should have had one out to.
I know. I don't know how it would sound. So what's cool about it is you're supposed to be able to help people with all different types of ailments and everything from anxiety to different pains and just kind of help bring some calmness to them through sound. I think that's
like
cool.
A Limp Bizkit concert.
Actually, concerts are considered sound therapy.
Wow.
Which makes sense of why I love them so much. I couldn't figure out, like...
You can really feel it in your chest.
Well, and, like, the vibrations from, like, the drum, and I love that, and I didn't realize that's essentially what it is. It's just giant sound therapy. So, yeah, I find it really neat, and I'm learning all the cool things, and... Yeah, it was fun. On the rainy days, that's what I did. Stayed in, learned some things.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, here's my question for you. Shedd Aquarium, did you use your teacher's discount?
I didn't even know.
Teachers go free, and I didn't realize that.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
No, so we next just, time, good to know, because I didn't even think to look, but we just, it kind of was like, we kept talking about it, and I just kind of pulled the trigger, and we're going to go.
And there might be certain days for that, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
But we went, my two cents, go
in the morning, because as we were leaving... It was a madhouse.
Yes.
And there were obviously schools are going there on field trips, but we went around.
You've been there right when they open.
I was going to say around 9 or 10, and we were good. Yeah. It was perfect. But yeah, then it got nuts.
You
and
get
I'm like,
to
we're
park
out.
Like in Soldier Field parking lot.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's so cool. I'm at a Bears game right now.
Was the rainforest section open? Because it's been closed.
No, it wasn't. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but it was good. It was fun. What about you? Walk diggity.
So my son, David, got baptized.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Sunday. That's, I don't know. I'm proud all the time, but that's one of those, you know, kind of next level pride moments.
And in the church that you got married in, correct? Yeah, A-Town.
Yep, A-Town for life. And so we did that. And so this is my takeaway from the entire spring break, because we had 10 days, right?
Yeah.
So I did, I was nonstop. It was either family time, I'm with my family, I'm with my extended family even. Mm-hmm. We went, worked, so much in the yard. I got so much schoolwork done. I got a lot of just relaxing kind of time, right? Like the, yeah. I got all the, I'm checking all the boxes.
Yeah.
So why is it on Sunday night? I feel like I legitimately said out loud, boy, I didn't do anything over break. Hmm.
I did the same thing.
I don't feel like I did. I just, and so it's one of those moments is, are we ever, do we ever feel like, yeah, that was perfect.
Satiated in that. Yeah.
Yeah. Do we ever feel like we have a perfect level of accomplishment and relaxation? Because I think if you were to somehow magically quantify my entire being, I bet I hit it.
Yeah.
But my takeaway was I didn't come close.
I felt pretty good.
But see, I'm kind of like you, and this could be a whole topic in itself of like that perception of did I complete enough versus rest or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
Like I often fall into that, man, I got nothing done. But when you really sit and if you were to quantify it, it is a lot.
It's really interesting because there were some things. There was, okay, this is just for example. And tell me why we do this as humans, or maybe I'm the only, you know, moron that does it.
We don't bark at people in the hallway.
Well,
no, I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
How dare you? I never have.
Mm-hmm.
So
all the students out there listening,
you know.
That's not true. Ish.
Ish.
I haven't barked at anyone today.
Okay.
Good job.
Yeah.
One day, no barking.
Well done.
Proud of you.
That's also not true. But so there's this little side of our patio that the when we recovered it and redid the what is that called?
The stain.
Wow.
Air conditioner.
It's something else though. If it repels the water.
That's what it is.
Seal.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. Okay. Good. Thompson's water seal.
There you go.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. Please. Why not? So
Mr. Thompson.
Mr. Thompson, please.
Andrew Thompson.
Talk you to too. Oracle. You can. Yeah.
But okay. So I walked by this like all summer, but then the plants that kind of covered the side of it sort of died, you know, obviously died in the winter, and so they're gone. And now in the winter, I'm walking by it every day, and I see the one part I haven't touched because I didn't get to it last year.
Right.
It was all flowers. And so I walk by it, I will bet you 100 times, 200 times, and it's like, oh boy, that's going to be a job. Not about to do it. I timed myself. It took me 12 minutes.
Those are the worst ones.
It took me 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And I said, why do we do this?
Yeah.
Why do we outthink ourselves on these enormous... And I feel like there's got to be some kind of life lesson in all that, right? Mm-hmm.
Which kind of cracks me up because I don't think of you as a procrastinator.
Never.
Right.
I never do. But it's that, well, it's kind of windy today.
Yeah.
I don't want to get the paintbrush out for this. you know what?
Could blow out of my hand.
I just got out of yoga. I don't want to get stressed out. This is going to take...
I just got these shorts. I don't want to drip stain on
That's
it.
That's right.
It's going to take 7 hours to do. And it was just... Like, in my mind, it really was. It was an enormous project.
That's interesting. Yeah.
So, how about questions?
Let's
do it.
Okay.
For ourselves.
You want me to go first?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So, this question I've been waiting forever. Like, a whole 2 weeks.
Is there going to be a Limp Bizkit reference?
No. Gosh. Almost perfection. Next time. So, what is something that, as a child, you thought was, like... illegal or bad, and as an adult now you realize it was absolute malarkey. So for example, my mom had us totally believing like you could not turn on the dome light at night while you were driving.
Don't you dare turn it on.
And even now as an adult, because like our girls will want to color in the back seat like when we're on a long drive or whatever, and Maisie will be like, turn on the light. And Trey's like, turn on the light. I'm like, you don't turn on the light.
And then
I stop myself.
You're out of state lines anyway. It's a double fine.
Yes.
But I've caught myself being like, we don't turn on the light. And I'm like, why can't we turn on the light? Like, it's so silly. So what is something like that?
That's a good one. The first thing that popped in my head is not a legal thing, but it's a sports thing.
Okay.
So when we were younger, we would play, you know, football. And if we weren't playing... two-hand touch or four-hand touch, whatever.
Four hands?
If we play it, yeah, well, you know, you got to do it twice.
Oh, double tap.
Yeah,
you're
double
playing
tap.
With octopi.
You know.
I thought two people had to touch them at the same time or something.
No, like double tap.
It's like okay. A music.
To make it a little bit harder.
Is this thing on? Yeah.
If we played tackle football, we had a rule where you couldn't pull on somebody's shirt, and we would yell, jersey, Jersey. Like, oh, if like you're they're yanking on the shirt to slow them down to, in order to tackle them, or even in, like, I guess, touch football.
Yeah.
And I don't think I realized until I was older, like, there's not a rule against that. That's just a rule that
just your house rule. It was your house rule, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess I'll let Walker take it away and see if I can think of other, like, legality things.
Oh, boy. I'm struggling here, guys.
Okay, so here's another one, and it's not legal.
But I will say this. I've got I'll comment just like you did.
Oh, I have another thought, but okay. you guys keep going.
Okay. I remember thinking, I don't know what it was in my mind, but, like, really, really, like, when I was a kid, like, really heavy music, like Metallica.
Yeah.
I thought, like, only certain people were allowed to listen. and you're thinking to yourself, oh, like families.
Like Valerie.
Yeah, no, just Mal Dog.
It was not that. It was almost, I think if I were really pressed, I would have thought you needed a permit to listen to, like, maybe
I've six, got my Metallica seven, permit.
And, like, people would drive by and be, you know, wah, wah, yeah. you know, Iron Maiden blasting from the back. And I'd be, like, looking at them. And I'd, like, they were a different species. Mm-hmm. I was fascinated by that. How crazy is that?
That's so funny.
I don't know if it was legal, but yeah.
So the other one, that it's not so much legal, but like how you're told you have to wait 30 minutes to swim after you eat.
Yeah.
And I believed that my entire lifetime, and I don't think there's actually any scientific relevance to it.
I was told when I was a kid that if you swallow your chewing gum.
There we go.
Yes.
That you will, it was going to be in your stomach for at least 7 years.
7 years, yeah.
I was thinking the number 7, too.
And I was told that watermelon seeds, if you ate a seed, it could grow in your belly. And so I would be, like, terrified if I accidentally swallowed one of the seeds.
Which is absurd to think about.
It is.
The stuff that your stomach breaks down.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we figure that out?
But... But at the same time, we're believing that an enormous bunny comes by and gives us eggs on
Easter.
That's true.
I don't recall believing that, but
sure. Oh, I 100% believed it. Yeah. And that,
tooth fairy, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have these cultural myths that we have. I mean, even now, like there are people, because you can trace when, like, Slender Man was invented. Like, you can actually go back and find, because he's such a recent myth.
Right.
And yet people believe that Slender Man is a real being, right? And that, I mean, it's that whole idea, that whole notion is so fascinating to me. Because not only when do we stop believing that stuff, when and why do we start believing that stuff too?
Yeah.
You know? But hey, I got my permit over break.
I'm so proud of you. Look at that. It only took how many years?
It's several.
I thought of another one.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I thought if I stayed home sick, like, I can't go outside.
Yes, I did that too.
Because they're going to assume that I'm skipping school and I'm going to get arrested.
Well, my mom was like, if you can get up and you can go do this, then you're not sick. And so I'd be like on the couch.
That is still something that persists today with me. That, like, if I've got a doctor's appointment and I've got to take the whole day or whatever, right? Like, it's in a weird timing or something or I don't know about the timing. I'm not going to go check my mail.
I'm the same way.
How bizarre is that?
Yeah.
We are the weirdest people.
I wonder if kids think that way now.
No.
Because I'll see kids in the day and I'm just like, what are they doing? And it's like, well, they might be homeschooled. They might be have an appointment.
Right.
You know, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Very well could be.
Yeah.
I don't tend to feel that the kids have that sort of thing as much anymore.
Yeah.
But
I know my mom pushed it because hers was always, well, if you feel good enough to go do that, then you could be at school.
Exactly
right. And so I'd be like on the couch.
I'm lying in bed with four covers.
Yes, eyes closed, holding my breath. Yeah.
All right, you ready for my question?
I am.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's a weird one. And there's a next level to it, part B.
But
here's the first part. So my question is birds versus dogs. If you had to have one of them just, like, outright against you, would you rather have all dogs out to get you? Meaning, not like they're scheming and, like, trying to find you. Just if you come across one, it wants to attack you.
Oh.
Or would you rather have all birds out to get you?
Dogs.
You think dogs?
100%.
There's so many birds.
There's, like, I mean, the amount of birds is... And like I can look on the ground, I can kind of hear them, even if they're creeping in the night. Like I can make sure I'm not out at night, like or like. Mm-hmm.
But if I'm, but for the birds, you could go out at night.
Unless there's an owl.
Owls are big. Owls are angry. Yes, they're big.
I mean, so yeah, it's a that,
that's
I mean,
tough.
That one's easy. That one's so.
So
easy.
You'd rather have the dogs out to get you.
100%.
Okay.
See, I thought I was going to say birds, but there are more birds. But I'm thinking, which one can I hide from easier? I don't know. Dogs like, would do more damage, but if you have a ton of birds...
I wonder if you could just make like your own Pope-mobile bird bubble.
I would make like a bird cage like, for myself.
And let's like make no mistake about it. Our lives are fundamentally altered if either of these things come true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like it's...
Part B is, I didn't know if it would change it for you at all. If you want one, not want, but if one's out to get you, the other one gets to defend you.
Oh, same. Mm.
So
same.
You're the same.
Exact same.
Birds get to help defend
Good
you against
golly,
the dogs.
Yes.
Well, because you're talking numbers, right? Because, like, how many dogs
Listen,
are...
A wolf versus an eagle? I'm telling
but,
you.
But how many eagles are around here?
Right. We've got, like...
It's just
How many wolves
presence.
Are around here?
I didn't
Listen,
say wolf versus
there's
eagle.
Turkeys around it's here, and those things...
Oh, I said wolf versus eagle right
yeah.
there a minute
oh,
ago.
Okay.
Like, if I've got a wolf coming at me and an eagle trying to save me, I'm going to probably win pretty easily.
But if I've got a pit bull coming at me and a little tweety bird, I don't even know all the things. Yeah,
it.
Like, what are you going to...
Yeah.
That's true.
It could get me away from it, though. It would be distracted.
That's
if
you
true.
Had
I'm
dogs
gonna get a
defending
Doberman
you.
Coming at me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a Doberman coming at me and somehow a cockatiel is just
If you had dogs defending you... Like, you could have a pack of dogs, and if birds started attacking you, you just lay down, and the dogs...
Right. I'm just envisioning you thinking this through, no, and like...
I think you saw this on the internet.
No, this is totally me.
I'm 100%, 100%, give me the birds to...
Look it up
me.
Right now. I'm going to look it up
no,
on my phone.
Me, no,
no,
like,
no,
no, he's saying he wants the
give
birds.
Give me the birds every time to defend me against these dogs.
If we're talking sheer numbers, then birds would probably win, because more is... It's kind of like that. Remember that question with all the 1,000
yes.
or the 10,000 rats
where it
and the
came from.
Yeah,
that's what I was.
Or the two gorillas.
From.
Yeah,
dude, my dog gets scared when it gets dark and starts thundering. Are you kidding me? That's when birds.
But if your dog, if Bentley knew, if he knew he had to protect his master, his owner, he would.
Now,
he would
fair,
get after it.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair. Let's anybody get that reference? But. When we're out and about, if a dog does come up mm-hmm. and like is aggressive, yeah,
I'm
Old
telling you,
sweet gentle Bentley,
he's got flips your back.
The switch, but I can't. I mean, can you imagine if he were a hawk?
Those are some ears a flapping.
Why?
And...
Why imagine if he's go get a hawk?
Just
if he were a peregrine falcon that could fly 200 miles an hour. I mean, come on. Now, don't get me wrong. I live in Sparrow Land here, and it's all just...
Right.
No, there's turkeys here, though, and those turkeys are
they
mean.
They do get mean.
Yeah.
They can tear you
up. A turkey could mess up a dog.
All right.
That's a tough... I don't know.
First off, 2 for 2 on great questions.
There we go.
Way better than my Apple versus Disney or whatever I had.
No, I love that.
Those are good,
oh,
though.
Okay. All right.
The crisscross minute or whatever it is.
Yeah, I like the... Criss-cross. I like coming up with
them. What was it? Crisscross is... What was it? Because we said it had to have C's. Gosh, we'll have to go back. Somebody tell us.
Yeah.
Someone's screaming at us right now.
Any Ultra fans out there, just go ahead and text us or whatever.
Did you
we'll just ask Susan.
Down?
Well, I'm not that.
Oh.
I wrote down our next
Chris's
segment.
Chris's Cultural Clash?
Corner.
Oh, Corner?
It wasn't
I don't remember what it is.
Chris's Cultural Corner or something like that.
That feels
something
right.
Like that.
I think it was. With C's.
But what time is it right now?
It's time for Mal Dogs Media Minute. So I have got a fantastic one today, inspired by a picture I ran across. So there was a cow named Big Bertha.
Of course.
Of course. This cow is in...
Even if it was a bull, I'd still think Big Bertha is a pretty manly name.
Oh, yeah.
So this cow is in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Sure.
It broke 2 different records. It would drink whiskey willingly, and it
Wait,
also
that's
raised.
A record to just drink
no,
it
that's
willingly?
Not that's not what its record was, but that's what it did. Okay.
Okay. Before you continue, how do you ever find that out?
I have many questions about this.
Like, at what point are you walking by with enough whiskey? No,
it's in a bar.
But with enough whiskey and then like a receptacle from it to drink from, like it's not going to drink from just a shot glass or like a little sip. I mean, it's got to have like a bucket full of whiskey.
So just to put people in, I just showed them the picture. So this cow is in a bar, a very filled bar, with its head laying on the bar top.
What's the song, Whiskey for My Men?
And beer for my horses? No, whiskey for my cows.
That's right. Big Bertha's getting the real deal.
Whiskey for my heifers.
So Big Bertha, not only does she hold two Guinness World Records, she lived to be 48. I have no idea how old cows live.
How long do they live? I mean, not
well, most of them here, they get, eight.
About 8 months in.
So
I want my baby back, baby back.
Isn't that a... Aren't ribs pigs?
Both.
Okay, I didn't know.
No, well, it's just fun because like they're going to live to 8 months old, but she's 48.
So she's 48.
She could legally drink. That's
yes.
There we go.
That's so she lived to be 48. She had 39 calves. I need to have Jones in here to explain how miraculous this is. And she raised $75,000 for cancer research.
Wow.
She was born on St. Patrick's Day.
Well done, Bertha.
So she's from Ireland. And it was back in 1945 when she was born. So, So this cow.
93? Is that 48 years later?
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Help me out, gang.
I'm not a math person.
I don't know, but she saw the Berlin Wall fall.
She saw the atomic bomb dropped, and she saw the rise and fall of Pearl Jam.
And she did. Almost made it to Windows 95.
She did. Oh, what's sad, though, I did see in 2006 her two categories were dropped from the Guinness Book of World Records. But
drunkest ever?
Maybe.
That would be a good
one. So anyways, this cow sounds fantastic. They actually had a wake for her at that pub, so that's where that picture came from.
Well, we all know who King Mammal is, but I've got a nominee for Queen Mammal.
Right. Oh, so... If you're curious, they're like, well, what'd they do with her after she died? She's stuffed, and she lives on a farm in Beaufort in County Kerry.
Probably somewhere in Ireland.
Yeah, some Ireland place. But yeah, so this cow.
I wonder if the milk would be like a proof level. Like, does any of that stuff come through to the milk?
It's got to be like Kahlua or something.
Is that like a new brand? You could like, I'm sure there's a market for that. Entrepreneurship class. You can see.
Probably not in class.
What does it have to be whiskey?
And that was
Maldog's Media Minute.
And that's our moment of just bliss right there.
That's so good.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Big Bertha.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Big Bertha.
R.I.P.
I feel like today's episode is just eclectic.
But Big Bertha has been
dead. Kind of just who we are as people, though.
Big Bertha's been dead for over 30 years now.
Yeah.
And they're still talking about her.
I mean, I get it.
She really left her mark.
This is what happens when we don't talk for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's a great call. Actually,
like we haven't even talked.
I legitimately
I see you in the hall.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been gone.
That's true. But yeah. So okay. So my question today is something that's been, I don't know what the phrase is, weighing on my mind. I've been thinking about it an awful lot.
I've heard you bring it up a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the question is basically this: why do people become a caricature of themselves? Why do people become a parody of themselves? And for those of you that
unpack that.
Yeah.
So okay. So a caricature, right, is basically something that's a drawing. You go to the county fair, and there's a caricaturist, mm-hmm. and you're wearing a hat, and they make the hat enormous. Or you've got...
An exaggeration.
Yeah.
It's a way big exaggeration, right?
Yeah.
But it's something that I think I'm seeing a trend now of people who become their own parody of themselves.
Right.
And for those of you who are sports fans, and maybe you'll at least recognize the name, I don't know, but there are a lot of people who out there have one attribute, one trait that sort of ends up defining them. Like when I think, for example, of Stephen A. Smith on ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He is not just a knowledgeable, well-rounded human being who knows sports. He's very loud,
mm-hmm.
and he's opinionated, right? To me, that's a caricature
yes.
of a of an actual analyst.
Or like Coach Prime. Like he's one.
Oh,
Prime
yes.
Time, yeah.
Totally
yeah, he is. He is for sure that.
And it's really interesting, but what I'm noticing, and those are celebrities, right? Like mm-hmm. Geraldo Rivera,
yeah.
right, was a caricature of himself back in the
day. I think Dennis Rodman
mm-hmm.
in the 90s
sure.
with the Bulls became a caricature
for
of
sure.
himself.
I mean, guys,
played into it.
Jerry Springer was, I mean, he's the caricature
yes.
right.
of this, right? Like his, but I almost wonder, like, people sometimes start taking on these exaggerated features of themselves. And again, we're not the group that's got to start naming names or, hey, let's right. talk about, but I think.
And sometimes for better.
Yeah,
sometimes
true.
For worse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Most of the time for worse.
I was going to say.
I would say most of the time, either way, it becomes not you anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
But my real question is, why do people do that? Why do people decide that they want to become a self-caricature or a parody mm-hmm. of themselves?
I love that this question comes from you because you are the czar of authenticity.
He is.
And right. when people no longer are themselves, it like you see it and you feel that.
I feel
probably
like,
more intensely than most other people that I
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I wonder if that's like someday that'll be like diagnosed. Like I'll have a condition. Like
I think it's a superpower, not a condition.
Yeah.
Well, either way, I can't fly yet, so.
Every strength is also a weakness.
Boy,
so what's the question?
What are you guys, my disciples over here?
Yes.
But yeah, that idea of like why do
they do it?
Why mm-hmm. why do people choose to no longer, well, they're them, but they've become a cartoon version
sure.
of them.
All right, my initial thought.
This can't be your initial thought because we've talked about this for a month now.
His initial thought at this moment.
My initial, what's an initial thought?
My delayed initial.
It's not initial, but it's my current highlighted thought.
Sure.
If somebody gets a reaction, or most of the time maybe a positive reaction or a reaction that they want
mm-hmm.
from doing something, I mean, that's the feedback that they're craving or wanting. We're going to repeat that behavior, right? It's kind
that's
of Pavlov.
True.
Yeah.
You know, the dog heard the bell, got the treat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a connection there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that positive reinforcement, a lot of times it's like, oh, they can feed off that. And they get a little bit and then they want it again. And maybe if they do it again, they don't get quite the reaction. So they've got to
amp it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
And I, what I think ends up happening to a lot of these people is they amp it up and amp it up and amp it up. And then the reaction that they used to get that was positive,
mm-hmm.
it's now gone.
Turned
yeah.
sour.
Yeah.
And so since they no longer like that reaction, but since they have now embodied themselves into this caricature mold, they no longer then like themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
And they get almost tired of themselves. And it's I see it.
Yeah.
I see it happening around me in my world.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, too, sometimes if any attention is like good attention for them,
yeah.
even like the negative attention.
Yeah,
it's like
true.
Any attention, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
until they get to the point where it's like,
right.
well, this is miserable.
Well, and then once you've committed to it, you almost have to like stay with it. You know what I mean? Whether they
truly.
Want to or not. But I wonder too. Like I know this has happened for all of eternity, right? Like you said, back in the 90s, but I wonder now because everything
all the way
eternity,
back to the 90s.
Yes,
all the way
I was
back
around then.
To the Soundgarden days.
I loved Soundgarden.
Yeah, me too.
But anyways, but like nowadays, everything's so social media. You
sure.
know, we have access to everything, and I
yep.
think everyone wants to feel that celebrity. Right? In whatever facet
truly.
That is. And so
I
think of,
completely agree with you.
You know, there's so many, like even kids, I want to be a influencer or a YouTuber. Like,
and when
I
you
think,
say everyone, you don't mean everyone.
Not
like,
literally everyone.
Just a ton of.
But it, like
yeah.
back in the day.
A large upswell.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
call it.
Very large.
And so I feel like everyone upswell. Thinks, great vocab
word. Upswell.
It's like you're a language teacher
yeah.
or something.
Sorry.
Guys,
no, you're good.
Guys, come on.
But I wonder if it's
come
like.
On.
Everyone thinks that having that celebrity is going to be what makes them that next thing.
Sure.
And so maybe them leaning into something
yeah.
started and it felt good, but then they realize after a while, like, am I playing a part?
Yeah.
yeah.
They feel like they're playing a role, is my guess. I mean, I don't know. It's a – legitimately think that when you mention social media, mm-hmm. I think that plays such a role nowadays, because I think they get to see that these people have kind of a shtick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've got a little fun. It's a little crazy. And even like the very limited amount of things that I've seen on social media is, as soon as it becomes popular, everybody's commenting, why are you doing the same thing over yep. and over and over again? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I think that's really interesting. Like you get a catchphrase, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. It, you know, you think of someone like Larry the Cable Guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, get it done.
Right,
yep. And or Jeff Foxworthy's you might be your redneck. Oh,
here's your right? sign.
Here's your that, sign. Yeah. That was Bill Engvall? Question mark.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway, I don't know. But I think we're definitely in the ballpark. Yeah. I know with these, but that idea of their catchphrase becomes their personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think if you're a celebrity, that's not a problem, mm-hmm. right? Because you
branded yourself.
You
almost,
can go
yeah.
on stage and yeah. then you walk off stage and you're you again. Mm-hmm. But what happens when these people don't get to walk off stage?
Right.
And it really worries me, because I think a lot of people, I think we're seeing a lot of people leaving areas now, not mm-hmm. just like jobs or whatever, but they're like leaving whole areas of the country. I think a lot of times because they want a completely fresh start.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't like their caricature anymore. They mm-hmm. don't like their parody anymore. Let's see what's going on in Denmark.
Denmark. Right? I like that that's where they choose to go. Well, here, to build on your question, not only do those people probably feel trapped in it, but like how you said, you notice that in people.
Sure.
And how does that affect others, right? Like, especially if you know that person and you feel like they're acting like a caricature, does that affect your relationship with them and how you...
That's a great question.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like...
Well, and okay, so I've known people who have always been the smart one. Right? Mm-hmm. They've been the smart person in whatever their group, their mm-hmm. life, their, and then they meet up with people who are maybe on a different level.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I'm not as smart as I convinced myself.
It's like an identity crisis right there. Yep.
Or mm-hmm. and so instead of like taking that as, wow, cool, I want to absorb this, it's I kind of want to run away.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't be the smartest one here, or like the prettiest one, the funniest one,
yeah.
Fill in the blank, yeah. right, for your adjective. There's another English word, less impressed than upswell. But
upswell really took it, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so that's a question that I've been noticing, like, you know, what's the phrase? It's trending right now.
Yeah.
People are becoming caricatures.
You've seen an upswell?
I have.
You've seen an upswell.
Nice word.
Yeah.
So all those out there listening that are hearing this, comment. Give us a thought. Why is it that people do this? What are we completely out of our minds, too? Because that's not out of the realm
that's
of possibilities.
That's definitely,
you know, letter choice D. It's all of the above. But
or if somebody's willing, share something, a caricature that you...
Maybe they've experienced
kind of went down
it.
That path yeah. yourself, and you're like, you know what, I recognize this in myself, and I didn't want to.
Well, because we've all, because we've all been there, right? When you're, especially younger, trying to figure out who you are,
yeah, exactly
and you're in
right.
a new situation,
yeah. exactly right. yes.
you know, but most people, I though, feel like hit that, and then they're like, okay, I figured out who I am,
yes.
I'm going
right.
to back off, but some people live there, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah.
So, and do you feel like you've always, like, do you feel like it's just happening now, or can you look throughout your... adult life and say, oh, I've kind of seen it before.
It's like putting on the glasses for mm. looking at the sun. I see it far clearer now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it didn't happen. I'm saying I wasn't equipped to see it as well as
gotcha.
I am now. So
you've never been more authentic than you are now.
Oh,
that's
God.
Why you're the czar.
The czar. So, reminders, guys, leave us a comment. We love hearing from you. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel like you have to respond to this. Just a shout out. Hey, we love two of the three of you. I don't know something.
And we all know who those two are.
That's right.
Mr. Air Conditioner, you should probably get
oh
a
my gosh.
Line of... But don't forget, tell your buddies, tell your friends. We are on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Music. We're everywhere you want to be.
Do we have an email address?
We sure do.
Oh, well, what would that be?
FTOTD.
First thought of the day.
podcast@gmail.com.
One more time.
FTOTD podcast@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you. So until next time, y'all, we will see you on First Thought of the Day. Have a good week.